Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Ilya Kuncevich. He is a financier, investor, and economics author. Ilya, thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So, we don't often have times of people guests on the show because I always want to bring people that just have it's more of like, hey, we have entrepreneurs, executives, speaker, author, coaches, and we want to help them find inspiration in what they do. Now, in your case, as I mentioned to you, when I see someone with economics and finance, like oftentimes they have such a big brain and an awareness of global issues that it's hard to share that in 10 minutes. And so I thought, you know, Ilya, right, if you wouldn't mind just basically speaking, economics is literally what drives the world. How do you explain that to, let's say, someone who's a first grader in school that should understand why economics is important in his or her world?
Of course. And I will be gladly speaking about this for the short time we have, Christopher. So economics has been was not my first choice. My first choice was physics. But economics, as you rightly said, drives the world, and sometimes it drives the world even more than physics. It came to me at some point when I graduated from the business school with a major in finance that I don't quite agree with the concepts the modern economics is portrayed with. To make it simple, everyone is looking at economics as a black box which has its mysterious laws, and I disagree with that. I think it's very simple. I think it can be explained to a five-year-old or a fifth grader if you make it more realistic. So you're right, I authored a book about this back in 2013. The book was called Economical Equilibrium, Geometry of Economics, and where I laid the foundation of this thinking. And that book was followed by two papers published in scientific journals. And the one that was just recently released in the Journal of Business Theory and Practice is called The Money Paradox, and I can talk more about this in a really nice way if you allow me to proceed.
Yes, please.
All right, so not to sound too sophisticated and not to lose our listeners, I propose that we look at money from a physics standpoint, and a good example in physics would be water, and how water turns into ice when it's too cold, and how it evaporates when it's too hot. And I proposed in that paper that if we look at the quality of money from physics standpoint and take water as an example, when money is liquid, when there is enough liquidity, so it's in the liquid form, for all market participants, life is great. And everyone is exchanging goods and services, jobs are produced, people make a living, enjoy their life. However, at any point in time, for example, in 2008, we all saw what happened with financial services market industry. And also most recently in February and March of 2020, when we saw the collapse of the stock market, some events happen which really dry that liquidity out, which means that the water becomes a gas or a rock. And you cannot get that liquidity from the market participants. And the question is why and how that happens. So the simple answer is the water doesn't go anywhere. It just changes its shape. And the physical shape turns itself into something else. And the the reason why that happens, at least in our paper that we published, we believe that it happens due to distribution of that water that becomes abnormally skewed towards disproportionate measures beyond what economics can sustain. And to give a good, a simple example on this is if everyone hurdles the water and it stops flowing, right? The market participants can no longer get it. And I think the Federal Reserve, the key finance body of the United States, which controls the liquidity in the financial system of the United States, I think they're doing a very good job, sometimes a little too late, like in 2008, they did not save the water from flowing quickly enough, which resulted in a somewhat bigger recession than what we're seeing today, where in 2020, they put a lot of water back into the system by funding some of the assets classes that they never funded before in order to keep the liquidity within the system. And so
that's a great great analogy, Ilya. Again, we only have a few more minutes, but sure. The other thing I wanted to that's a really good analogy, by the way. So the other thing I want to talk about, since you are a passionate physics person, Elon Musk loves physics. Elon Musk is one of the most inspiring gentlemen in the world, and he talks always about how he always looks at problems with the first principles of physics. Could you perhaps elaborate on that? Why any business owner should at least understand some basic understanding of first principles of physics?
Well, I'm not a. There are so many principles of physics.
Or just physics in general. What do you think
in general
you can learn from physics that you can apply to business?
Well, I think a very simple one, an action produces counteraction. So for example, if you hit something, it will either roll or it will hit you back if you're, if you're hitting a wall, right? And so you have to be always conscientious of the effort you're putting and how precise that effort is. Like if you hit another principle, if you hit with your palm versus the fist, the hit will be of different force. And so if you concentrate, which means if you concentrate your energy strong enough, the impact will be much greater. So I completely agree with Elon on this analogy. And I think people underestimate how important it is to learn the laws of physics, even the basic ones, in order to better navigate in their life, because it gives a lot of good analogies.
No, and the thing about money, when you look at the Warren Buffetts and the Bill Gates of the world or the Ray Dalios, they're very, very, very clear on how they see things. It's objective. It's not emotional. It's objective. And with physics, literally, if you pour water down, it's going to flow. Or if you freeze water, it'll freeze. But it's natural phenomena. So, Ilya, I really appreciate you being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you, read your papers, and learn more about your work?
Absolutely. Thank you. So I run a website where my research and book links are available. It's called economicalequilibrium.com. The Amazon also has the book on their website, so they can just go by my first and last name to find it. And I'm also on Twitter as at Ilya Koncevich, one word.
Great. Ilya, thank you so much for being on our podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Christopher. Have a good day too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.